All right, hello and welcome everyone. My name is Holly Hireman, and I am currently an 8-star diamond coach in my first business center and a 1-star diamond coach in my second business center. And if you don't know what any of that means, it doesn't matter. Basically, it means that I've been with this awesome company, this incredible network marketing company, for, let's see, over 6 years now. And it was seriously a game changer for myself, my husband, my whole family, really. Being part of this network marketing company has meant many things. It's meant for my family buying a new home, being able to put in a pool for literally without putting one penny on a credit card, having a family. My husband and I get to stay home and raise our son together and work from home part-time hours and enjoy life. And so now what we do is we help other people achieve the same things in this network marketing company, and the company that, you know, of course, we're referencing today is Beachbody. I love network marketing in general and multi-level marketing, and the reason because of, you know, simple convenience and freedom and just the fact that the day and age that we live in now, we live in a time where you can literally get to that millionaire status within, you know, 5 years. And the only way that is really possible these days is in, you know, an online business. And so, you know, you're listening to this now, that means that you're part of an online business. And I just got to say that this is really where it's at. I still talk to people who are, you know, thinking about opening, you know, storefronts and so many things. My background is I was vice president of Powder Blue Productions. That was Shalene Johnson's former company before Beachbody purchased it. And I was vice president of that company, and I worked there for 10 years. And before that, I managed other, you know, several other places, and that's where most of my background is from, is in management. Then growing up, also, my parents were in small business as well. So I grew up, you know, with small business all around and kind of in the trenches, as you could say. And I grew up listening to Zig Ziglar and, you know, personal development and positive motivation, those types of things, because that's what my father did. Because he was a, you know, someone who barely graduated high school and really, really had to hustle and, you know, opened up his own business. And, you know, was very successful small business owner. And nowadays, it doesn't have to be such a hustle because we have this beautiful thing called the internet. And so that's what we're all a part of. And I got if you've even had an opportunity to really explore the depths of the possibility of a business like this, then you don't need any convincing. You know, hands down, the opportunity that's in front of you. Now, you know, the internet hasn't even been around that long. It's weird because we can't live without it. But think about it. The internet hasn't even been around that long. So old school entrepreneurs, people who, you know, which, you know, are probably our parents' generation, what used to be is that people used to, you know, go get hired at a company, work for a company for 50 years, retire from that company, and then live off of their retirement that they earned at that company. That just doesn't happen anymore. You know, things have changed. And the beautiful thing is things have changed, I believe, for the better. And in a couple of different ways. Like I said before, you don't have to bust your butt in, you know, product development and coming up with an idea and all this stuff that goes into keeping a physical business afloat. I'm sure you could probably list a million things on your piece of paper right now, all the things that you would have to think about if you wanted to open a physical business. Well, we're lucky because our focus is on this beautiful thing called our online business. And what I'm going to share with you today is it's simple stuff. You know, nothing is brain surgery or nothing is rocket science, what I'm going to be sharing with you today, but I do hope that it gives you enough direction so that you don't feel like you're spinning your wheels. Because let's face it, it's easier to go to an office every day, get your direction from someone else, and just do the daily grind from 9 to 5. That's a lot easier. And easier in the term of it doesn't require as much creativity, it doesn't require as much planning, it doesn't require as much oomph on your part, as much gut on your part, as much courage on your part. It doesn't require as much of that. Because all you have to do is get into the office, do what someone says all day long, and then go home. And then try to live your life in that short little, 3 hours that you get probably with your family each and every night. Beautiful thing, like I said before, we are in an online business. Now the fault is, I wouldn't say the fault, but the hard part about this business is that, number one, staying focused, and number two, knowing what to do. So I want to cut through a lot of that for you today and help you to figure out exactly what you should be doing on a daily basis. So if you strip everything else away, so take away everything that you know about multi-level marketing to date, take all of that stuff away, strip it away, and all I want you to do is create a clean plate. And in my opinion, these are the 5 most critical daily tasks that you must do in order to build your side business. And I firmly believe that if you do these things consistently, that your business will grow and soar. And the reason I believe it is because I'm a product of it. And the reason that another reason that I believe it is not, you know, I didn't make these things up. These things were taught to me by mentors. And I shared them with my team. And I saw my team doing these things. And we all did them together. And now I still teach these daily tasks. It's not rocket science, but it does require a few things on your part. First of all, I covered it already. It requires courage. It requires you to have a little bit of faith and courage and just say, you know what, I don't care what people think of me. I'm just going to jump into this and I'm going to give it a shot. And the second thing that it requires is that one thing that you know you'll never turn your back on or give up on. And this one thing is what we are going to call your dream or your why, or it's the reason, it might not be the reason why you jump into network marketing, but it needs to be the reason that is going to propel you into having a very strong and successful business. This why or this dream has to be, you know, and I hope that this doesn't sound cheesy to you. The first time I heard it, I was kind of like, really? And if you could see my face right now, then you would know, you know, that I'm being totally legit and real with you right now. I've always been one of those quote-unquote realists, and I'm a very logical thinker, and you know, I'm not a dreamer, and I, you know, I'm very, you know, show me the facts. I'm a very factual type person. But I got to say that there is no way that I would have gotten to the success that I've had, you know, being part of Millionaire Club with Beachbody. I wouldn't have gotten there in 4 years had I not listened to my mentor that said, you need to have a dream and your dream needs to be huge. And if your dream or your why, the reason why you're doing this business, that's what we call it your why. If your why isn't so critically defined that it literally brings tears to your eyes if you don't achieve it, then you have to dig deeper. You have to. And I tell this to every single person who comes onto my team. I tell them, you must feel it in your gut. Like, it is going to hurt so bad if you don't get this. It is going to hurt so bad if you don't achieve this dream, this why, this drive, if you don't have something in your gut driving you to do the things that you know you need to do when you know you don't want to do them, then your business will be mediocre at best. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being real and being honest with you. Because I don't want you to be mediocre. I want you to think the sky's the limit. And I want you to go hard for the next 2 years, especially if you're new. Just commit to going hard for 2 years, working this diligently for 2 years, and I guarantee you're going to start to see some success, some really big success. I think that you'll be surprised. So today, like I said, the topic that we're going to cover is your five critical daily tasks for you to build your side business. All right? Here's my top five. The first one is planning. And each one of these I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about why you need it, and then I'm going to give you the how. So I'm not only going to say, you know, why you need to plan, but I'm also going to give you the how you need to plan. You know, a lot of times I think that we hear a lot of really great information, but the nuts and bolts, the paint-by-numbers 1, 2, 3 is the part that's missing. So I really want to get as close to that as I can for you. So the first is, you know, why do you need to plan? You need to plan because if you don't have a plan, then basically you're going to run your day, or actually your day will run you, period. Your day will run you. You will be in what we call reactive mode. So an email comes in, oh, I'll answer that. A text message comes in, oh, I'll answer that. Oh, I have a Facebook message, oh, I think I'll answer that. Think of all of the ways that people can reach you today, you guys. Think of all of the ways that people can reach you. And if you are constantly in reactive mode, you could go all day long without doing one single thing productive. Not one single thing. And, you know, this is something that we did teach quite a bit when I was with Shirley Johnson's company, Power Blue Productions, because we knew, well, especially me being vice president, I literally could probably sit in my office, and if I just let anybody come in at all hours, all the time, and I never had time for me to focus and do my work, then all I would be doing is just sitting there all day, open door policy, and people would just be coming in and talking to me all day long. And I would never have gotten any of my work done. I would have just been reacting to the things that came at me each day. So your planning is you first, you must control the structure of your day. And that is so you can be proactive. That is so you can be creative and productive. So how do you plan? Now, there's four parts to planning. The first is to create your weekly calendar. And literally, that's when you sit down and in front of a piece of paper, or maybe it's on your phone, maybe you have an app on your phone that you like to use, or you just like to use that the calendar in your phone. But literally, I want you to block out all of the time that's non-negotiable. You can't be anywhere else. Maybe you have a full-time job. Maybe it's time for you to bathe and put your kids to bed. All that non-negotiable time, that's got to be filled out first. And then the next thing you do is you identify when you are going to work on your side business. Okay? So the first thing first, you got to fill in all those non-negotiable things. The second thing you do is you must determine how much or when you're going to find pockets of time in order to work your side business. And say you do have a full-time job. That means on your lunch break. Could you potentially be working on your side business there? Yes. When you're driving to and from work, could you potentially be working on your business there? Yes. Do you get another couple 10 to 15 minute breaks? Could you be working on your business then? Yes. You need to find these pockets of time. And even, you know, like I said, driving, you can do a lot of things while you're driving. You got to find these pockets of time, and I want you to identify them. And ideally, by the end of this call, too, I'm going to show you how you can do all of these things in 2 hours per day, maximum 2 hours per day. That's if you want to build a rocking business in 2 years, all right? The second part of planning is to write out your goals, and I want you to do this every single week, and never looking back on your previous week, but I want you to continuously write out your goals, your top 10. Every single week, when you sit down for your planning section, write them out. Some may change, some may stay the same. You'll notice the more you have to write down a goal, the more apt you are to actually achieve them. The third part is to create your task list based on your goals. So if you have a goal of lose 5 pounds this month, I'm just going to throw that out there, then your task list created from that very simply would be, you know, a couple things. Write down my food every single day. Write down everything that I eat. Drink 10 glasses of water, 30 minutes of exercise each and every day. Okay, so those are, that's an example of your goal, and then you write out a task list based on your goal, right? And then the fourth component of planning is to prioritize. Every single day when I sit down and I look at my to-do list, I reprioritize it every single day. What must be done today? Those things go at the top of my list, my top three. And then after that, is everything else kind of falls into priority. Okay, these things must be done today is my top three. And then I'm going to list, you know, another five, six things that would be great to get to. And then after that, I list sometime this week, and then sometime this month, and then sometime in the future. And that's kind of how I reprioritize it. As things change up, as life changes, you're going to notice that that list will change as well. So that's critical task one is planning. Critical task two that you've got to do each and every day is education. You need to educate yourself. Why? Why do you need to educate yourself? Because you set out on this journey because you want something more than what you have right now. You want to achieve more. Maybe you want better relationships. Maybe you want some more time with your family. You maybe want more money, okay? Or maybe you just want to get in better shape or just feel better, more energy, whatever it is. If whatever you want to achieve in life, if you want to become more, or if you want to have more, you have to first become more. You first must educate yourself into that role. It's almost like brainwashing. You must brainwash yourself into the role of being, you know, the mom that you want to be, of being the spouse that you want to be. You must educate yourself into that role. It ain't going to just happen on its own. You have to work at it. And everything worth having, you got to work at, all right? Think about it. If you want to become a doctor, do you just say, I'll get it eventually, I just need to show up to the hospital and just keep pretending to be a doctor? No. You have to go to school, and you have to learn how to become a doctor. You have to get educated. The same thing holds true for your side business. The beautiful thing is we don't have to create a massive amount of debt and, you know, all the years and years and years of schooling in order to up our paycheck. All we have to do is be smart about building this online site business that we have. So how do you educate yourself? There's three ways. The first one, of course, is personal development. This is audio programs. This is books. This is positive motivation that you are constantly putting into your mind in order to fuel yourself from the inside out. We are overrun by negativity. Not just negativity in our own brains, but also just all around us. So if you want to achieve crazy, amazing, wonderful things, like I said before, it's almost like brainwashing. You have to convince yourself that these things are possible. And the only way to do that is through personal development. I always have, some type of relationship book going, as well as a business book and then my Bible study. I always have those three things in the mix because those are three areas of my life that I need accountability in and that I need to keep improving on each and every day because I want richer relationships and I want a stronger connection with Jesus and I want to have, a stronger business so that I can teach other people how to do it as well. Those are my three priorities. So those are the things that I really immerse myself in. The second part of education is research. So things in the industry that you need to know about, products that the business is bringing out. So new products, new programs, new trainings, research, research, research. And you know what? Google is your friend. Don't depend on, you're just to ask questions all the time to other people on your team or always be proactive as far as finding out information yourself. And if you don't know how to do something, you can YouTube it as well. How do I XYZ? And trust me, someone's made a video about it. The third part of education is educating yourself in the industry. So what are the things that you need to know about network marketing today? What do you need to know? Are there seminars that you can attend? Are there trainings that you need to go to? Are there in-person events that you should be aware of? Okay? So educate yourself. I personally feel that, you know, of these 2 hours of focus time each and every day, you should be spending 30 to 60 minutes each day on this area, on personal development and education. And I'm going to get down to a more complete breakdown in a little bit here, but that is, that's my personal opinion on that one. Next. The third, and you know what, critical tasks 3, 4, and 5 really go hand in hand, so they build upon one another. So the third critical task that you should do each day is networking, and this is creating new contacts for your business. New people, new businesses, new connections, new contacts. Why do you need this? You need this because every single business on the planet is based on a customer base. And if you ain't got no customers, you ain't got no business. If you don't ever open up your doors to your business, to your company, then no one's ever going to show up. And guess what? You won't be in business very long. Okay? So how do you network? The first thing you have to do is you need to identify who you need to connect with. Maybe there's a mentor in the industry that you need to connect with. Who is in your immediate circle that you need to connect with? Making a list. I'm talking about making a massive list of names, of people that you need to connect with, people that you need to get their, listen to me closely, their contact info. Okay, so even if it's just your neighbor down the street, you know you need to connect to that person. You need to figure out a way to get their contact information, okay? You need to figure out a way to connect with your target market. Who is your target market? And I'll give you a quick clue, especially in multi-level marketing, network marketing. If you sit down and write down everything about you, that's a good start to figure out your target market, and I wish someone would have told me that 10 years ago. Just write down everything you can about you, your likes, your dislikes, your interests, what floats your boat. Because you know what? You're going to get along with the people the best in business if you have a lot in common with them. All right? So that will help you to identify your target market. And then the second part of how to network is through connections. Like I said, you have to make a massive list of names, and you need to get in the habit of getting people's contact information. I purposely never carry business cards with me because it doesn't do me any good. What does me good is getting someone else's card, getting someone else's contact information. So that's what's going to do you good. Number four, building on networking is marketing. Why do you need to market? You need to market because, like I said, if you don't have any customers, you have no business. So if you don't tell people what you're doing, if you don't actually come out and say, hey, this is what I'm doing, I just started a business, then no one's going to know about it, right? And no one can join your team, and nobody can benefit from what you have to offer them. How do you market? I'm going to recommend that you pick two mediums in order to market from. First and foremost, your best place to start, you must talk to the people that know, like, and trust you already. Your family, your friends. You have to. Because that's going to be the fastest way for you to get your business off the ground. Not only that, but someone doesn't have to get to know you. They already know you. When they know you, it's a lot faster. If they have to get to know you, meet you and learn from you, and it can be a very, very long process. I'm talking years, okay? So warm market's always the best way to start. And then you can pick another medium of marketing. Video is huge. So YouTube, honestly, especially if you're not yet comfortable on video, then I would say pick something else that you are much more comfortable with first. Like, for instance, do you already spend a lot of time on Facebook? Do you have a lot of clubs that you are a part of? Maybe a mom's group, maybe a church group. Do you like business to business? Do you like face to face? Do you like doing things in groups? Do you prefer Twitter or Instagram, Facebook? There's tons of things, Pinterest. Pick two mediums to begin with, only two, and then just really work on those two. So hopefully one of them is warm market, right? Face-to-face, people that you know, people that you literally are on first-name basis with already. And then the second one is probably a form of social media. Always start with that warm market, though. The fifth critical daily tasks builds on the fourth and the third, of course. And this is follow-ups. Why do you need to do this every day? Well, I'll tell you why. Because people, on average, have to see something 8 times before they make a decision. Someone has to see something 8 times before they decide, yes, this is something that I want. And there's I don't want you to get your feelings hurt or anything. The point is, people are busy. We have so much coming at us all the time. We have, like I said in the beginning, we have so many ways of people to get in touch with us. We have so much marketing out there, so much information out there. We're inundated, and there's too much information. So most of the time, if somebody doesn't jump or doesn't get back to you, it has nothing to do with you. You didn't do anything wrong. It's just probably that they need more information. They need more from you. Now, how do you do follow-up? Now, hopefully you've been collecting people's information, and hopefully you've been keeping all of that in a central location. I'm going to say, do yourself a favor right now, or put it on your to-do list, to go to all your mediums of how you communicate with people now, email, Facebook, all those ways, your phone, your old school address book, all of that stuff, and I want you to get it onto one single list. Get everything onto one single list. This will help you tremendously. All right? You need to keep good records of when you speak to people. And in that list, in that contact system that you decide on, whatever works for you, doesn't matter if it's a notepad, do what works for you. Set reminders in your phone. Stay in contact. That's the most important thing. And even if a follow-up isn't constantly, hey, did you watch that video? Hey, did you watch that video? Hey, did you try this product? Hey, did you watch my presentation? No. I'm talking about, just still be their friend. Maintain that relationship. All right? So let's recap really quick. The first, critical daily task, planning. The second, education. Third, networking. The fourth was marketing. And then the fifth is follow-up. Now, here's the deal. If you are working this business 2 hours a day, which guarantee probably everybody has at least 2 hours a day that they can build their side business. If you're working this business 2 hours a day, here's kind of how the time breakdown is going to go. You're going to spend about 5 to 10 minutes planning, okay? Everything that we covered in the planning section. Then you're going to spend the next 30 to 60 minutes educating yourself on education, personal development, education. Then you're going to spend 10 to 20 minutes on networking, 10 to 20 minutes on marketing, and then 10 to 20 minutes on your follow-up. Boom. That's your day. That's your 2 solid hours each day. Now, does it have to be a 2-hour time block? No. And actually, I recommend that you don't. I think that you do the planning at one instance, and then you go into your personal development, your education, maybe when you're sitting down at another time. And then you do those next 3 things literally in chunks of time throughout your day. So you could essentially sit down, 10 to 20 minutes before you eat dinner or after dinner, turn everything off and only do that one thing. Single-mindedly focus on one thing at a time. I want to thank you guys so much for jumping on the call and for listening to this. I really hope that it served you well. I hope that you have some clarity, some understanding of what you need to do each and every day. And I want to encourage you, if you want to follow me on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/Holly Hireman. My full name is spelled H-O-L-L-Y. And my last name is Hireman, which is H-I-E-R-M-A-N. Again, that's H-I-E-R-M-A-N, Holly Hireman. So facebook.com/Holly Hireman. I hope you follow me there. Have a beautiful evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one, you guys. Bye-bye.